This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking of selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investments, this is the show for you. We are a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top-producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, trainer, and speaker. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest-growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. It is September 10th. It feels like fall outside, and we're talking all about real estate on the Real Estate Zone this morning. This is your live number one call-in show for all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or have questions about mortgage finance. This is the place to go. We're talking all about that stuff. I'm so excited. We have a special show for you today talking about a lot of really fun stuff related to real estate. But first, let me introduce my co-hosts on my right from the fastest growing mortgage company in the United States on the Inc. 5000 list, the only company with the 671 program. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Ramey Michke. Ramey, good morning.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Plugging along. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. It is September 10th. I looked at my sheet and said, wait a second, is it really September 10th?
I know. Crazy. This year has flown by.
It really has. It really has. And it really does starting to feel like fall. Weather's changing a little bit.
Yes, it's darker earlier in the morning, I've noticed.
That's really, I have noticed that because that's when we wake up and drive, right?
Yes.
Very cool. Well, Ramey, good morning. And I'm so excited. We have a lot of fun stuff to talk about today with mortgage, finance, and real estate, right?
We do indeed.
Excellent. And to my left from TBG Homes in Calabasas and Keller Williams Realty, Goalie Vidani.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Goalie.
How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Ah, there we go. We had your mic off there for a second. I think they were trying to silence you, Goalie.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't want
I don't blame them.
They didn't want to hear about luxury and celebrity real estate. No, we love hearing about luxury and celebrity real estate. So here we go. Goalie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. And you guys?
Yes, we're excellent. We're super excited. We have a lot of fun stuff to talk about today. We're going to talk about first-time home buyers and millennial home buyers. What's going on in that segment? Are they buying? Are they not buying? And why or why not? And why buying a home is such a great thing, and what all the benefits of buying a home. We're going to talk about all of those things. We're going to talk a little bit more about things that your real estate agent should and shouldn't do when you're buying or selling a home. I got some funny stories for you guys about that and all of that and more on the Real Estate Zone today. So if you have any questions, if you've been thinking of buying a home, if you've been thinking of selling your home, or maybe you have some questions about investing in real estate, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you at 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-ABC-KABC or 1-800-222-5222. We'll get you live on the air and chat with you about all things real estate. So first things first, let's kick it off as always. By the way, I didn't tell you guys who I am. I'm Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty. So let's kick things off as we always do with Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage talking about our Movement Mortgage Minute. So Ramey, what's happening in mortgages?
Well, specifically in mortgages, rates did dip a tiny bit this week. So that was always good. We like it when rates go down, obviously. But just a tiny, tiny bit. It's still an awesome market for refinancing, obviously. And I'm reading all these reports, and a little more than 60% of all mortgage activity right now is refinances. So if that gives you any kind of idea, if you haven't refinanced yet, you have to call. But there's still a huge, obviously, purchase market that's going on right now. It's still really amazing. We're seeing a lot of first-time home buyers come to us to get loan scenarios and to get pre-approved and everything, which is really exciting. Those are always my favorite transactions. So amazing market for both sets of borrowers. But the big news in mortgage, which actually just broke, and I don't know all the details about it yet.
Breaking news, folks.
I know. I'll have to dig into it a little bit more. But, you know, it always sucks when big companies do bad things.
Right.
Right. And it always gives a bad reputation or a bad connotation for all the other people in that market. So Wells Fargo got in trouble this week.
I heard.
Unfortunately. So, and it sounds like this crazy fiasco that they were doing about creating extra checking accounts for their borrowers that were like, you know, Wells Fargo kind of cross-sells their customers.
Sure.
So it sounds like they were just making up these accounts for their customers that customers had no idea extra checking and savings accounts were being opened from them or for them. So they had to pay, or they're having to pay, $185 million in fines right
now.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, that really sucks for everyone else that's in banking and lending. Because,
sure,
you know, you go to the big banks thinking those are the people you can trust. They're the big institution. They're the one that's going to do things right. And it makes it really hard for everyone else. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe Movement Mortgage should open a retail banking operation.
Then we can go there.
We'll
for
be our
a
banking.
Depository.
There you go. Yeah, I heard about that, and that is not a good thing. By the way, what was like the intent of that? Why were they opening those extra accounts?
I think it's to do the cross sell because you know, big banks, when you go in and you open a checking account, they try and get you a credit card, or they try and get you a loan as well,
sure,
and all that. And I think that's where it comes from. I have to read more about it and everything, but I do know that it's going to result in even more complaint structures for Wells Fargo employees. No, obviously.
So the reps get a bonus if they open like another account for you or something like that.
Usually,
got
yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So I think it'll be very difficult for Wells Fargo employees for a while. They're going to have a lot of compliance education.
I'm sure.
To do. So, but that was the big news breaking yeah. this week.
So, Ramey, let's talk just for a second there, because you said the two big segments right now are 60% of your transactions are refinances. So folks, if you have not taken advantage of the super low rates that are going on right now, really think about doing that, because you could save yourself some money, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Or number two, you could pull some cash out if you want to do a home improvement project. Maybe you want to get something started and get ready for the holidays. I can't believe I mentioned the holidays. It's only September. But I'm already seeing like Halloween stuff out.
I was going to say, you'll start seeing Christmas trees in the next couple weeks too.
Yeah. Coast is probably already playing Christmas music.
Yeah.
So refinance, right, is a big market, and then the first time home buyers, which we definitely want to talk about. And on that note, let's talk to Lenny, who's on the line for us. Lenny, good morning, and thanks for calling into the Real Estate Zone.
Thank you for taking my call. My question actually has something to do with the whole topic that you're talking about, because I have a house that I've got some equity in, and my daughter just moved in with me from New York. Me and her mom divorced a while ago, and she just finished college, and she wants to get settled here. She likes California, and you know, she's looking for a place, but I'm thinking it's probably going to be a good idea if she can buy a place rather than rent a place, and I'm discussing this with her, but what I'm thinking is she doesn't have money for a down payment, but could I refinance my house and get cash back and give that to her as a down payment so she can get into her own house here in Southern California?
Oh, man, Lenny, what a great question, and what a cool situation. Let's really talk through that. We have so much to talk about there. Let's kind of start with, you know, the fact that, you know, you want your daughter to buy a home, and congratulations on that, because, you know, I believe firmly that real estate is the best investment, and the earlier you can buy real estate, the better. You guys, I heard a really cool quote this week that said, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. I love that.
I like that a lot. I haven't heard that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, isn't that good? Like, don't wait to buy real estate and wait, because I guarantee you that anything you buy at any point in time in 10, 15, 20, 25 years is going to be worth more than today, for sure. Right? So buy real estate now. And Lenny, it's awesome that you're suggesting that to your daughter. So first things first, you know, what I wanted to talk about here is a lot of first time home buyers, you know, right now are the first time home buyer rate is down. It's down to one of its lowest statistical measures ever. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that our younger generation of people, our millennials, are understanding the importance and the benefits of buying a home, right? Because when you buy buy a home, there are so many advantages to that. And a lot of them are, you know, tax advantages, and you can buy a home and pay, you know, in mortgage what you're paying in rent. There's so many other advantages. But Ramey, I wanted to kind of turn this over to you just for a little bit on Lenny's question about refinancing his current property and then using those funds for a down payment for his daughter. Is that possible?
Absolutely. You said you did have some equity in the house, right, Lenny?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I actually have a couple right now that we're in the middle of closing. They took their owner-occupied home. They pulled out about 20% of their equity, and they're buying a home. They technically bought it as an investment property right now, but their intention is to move into that home in about a year or two. So we do it all the time. You pull the cash out of one property and you just do a straight assignment of funds. If you're already in escrow on that other one, you know, if she's found a place she loves, or you just hang on to it for however long it takes until she finds her perfect little first starter home.
That's awesome. And Lenny, hey, your question is so awesome. What I want to do is I want to take a quick break. When we come back, let's continue on this topic because we're talking about first-time home buyers, millennial home buyers, why it's so important to buy a home, and how you can accomplish that if you don't have a down payment. So come on back to the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366.
Good morning, Uncle Baba. I made breakfast if you're hungry.
Thanks, Jose. Looks better than this pocket donut I was chomping on yesterday. Heading out for another day of unclogging drains for $99.
Yes, lots of unclogging. But this time of year, we start getting a lot of air conditioning repair as well.
Air conditioning? You smell good plumbers at Mike Diamond do that, too?
On central units, yes. But we don't do window units.
Huh. Maybe I should add air conditioning repair to Stinky's Router Services.
Could you get to most calls within an hour?
Absolutely not.
Could you do repairs on the spot without having to make another trip for parts?
No way, Jose.
I wouldn't do it, Uncle Baba. Nobody wants inconvenient air conditioning repair from Stinky when they can have convenient air conditioning repair from a smell good plumber.
I'm Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Having an issue with your air conditioner? Call a smell good plumber at Mike Diamond at 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license 399-170.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-597-4816. That's 1-800-597-4816. 1-800-597-4816. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
News. Talk. Evolve. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The longer you listen, the smarter you get. Live and local, KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. It is a beautiful Saturday, September 10th, and you're listening to the number one live call-in show all about real estate. So welcome back. We got Ramey Mitschke from Movement Mortgage. We got Goli Vidani from TBG Homes and Keller Williams in Calabasas. And you got me, Danny Batsalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams in Beverly Hills and all across Southern California. So thanks for tuning in. We have such fun topics today. And before the break, we had Lenny call in and ask us about his daughter buying her first property, how to make that happen. Can he refinance and pull some money out and use that for a down payment? And Ramey told us that he certainly could.
Most
right?
Definitely.
There we go. And 60% of transactions, you said, are refinances. And so that is one of the things that you could do with your refinance is you can help your kids buy a home or buy an investment property, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, Dad, you listen? They watch the show. I gotta. So there you go. And you know, just let's spend a little bit more time. And by the way, Lenny called in with that awesome question. So now that we answered it, our phone lines are open. So give us a call, 1-800-222-5222. We're standing by. We're here. We'll answer your questions live on the air. That's 1-800-ABC-KBC, 1-800-222-5222. So guys, I just want to spend another minute here because there are so many benefits and advantages to buying your first home versus renting. You know, first of all, rental rates are skyrocketing and they're through the roof. I was looking at an article this week that had, it showed what you can rent for $2,000 a month. And I remember, it was funny because I remember Elena and I, our first apartment was like a nice two-bedroom apartment, was like $1,500. And I looked and I saw, and for $2,000, you get like nothing.
Absolutely nothing. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I know.
You get like a one bedroom, like tiny little apartment, you know? And so for the same amount of money that you're paying in rent, you can buy something, you know, and then you can get the tax. I mean, for $2,000 a month in mortgage, you can get a pretty good property.
Yeah.
Right, Ramey? So I put you on the spot. You know, we'll have you calculate it out. But, you know, that you can get a good property and you can start investing in yourself. Again, the quote is, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. So, you know, if you don't have the down payment right now, don't let that stop you. There are other ways of getting the down payment. On the down payment side, Ramey, I know there's some cool programs, FHA, things like that. What's the minimum amount you need down to buy a property right now?
It's all going to depend on your scenario. You know, Fannie Mae actually has a really awesome 3% down program.
Okay.
Save a little bit there because FHA has the 3.5% down program.
Oh.
But there's other things too. There's down payment assistance programs. There's grants that you can get from cities and local ordinances. Parents more than often are willing to help their kids with down payment. I think a lot of times people just don't ask. And I think oftentimes, you know, when you're in your 20s, just coming out of college and everything, you've got all this student debt. You just don't even think that it's a possibility at that point.
Right.
Your mind doesn't even begin to consider it. But I think if you pick up the phone and you call and kind of get a plan, the answer may be not today, you know, but then at least figure out a plan on what you do need to do to achieve homeownership. And if the answer is yes, it can be today, this is how it could work. I think that's a really valuable conversation that a lot of millennials and would-be first-time homebuyers don't really do, you know, until someone kind of pokes and prods them, until mom and dad say, you got to get out of the house, you know,
right.
Go do your own thing
right.
Now.
Right. Ramey, I completely agree. I think that is probably the number one issue with millennials and why they're not buying. I think, first of all, they're sort of sidelined with high unemployment, tight credit and high student debt ratios, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the programs that are there to be able to offer assistance in all of those things, they really can buy. Unfortunately, though, it's sort of a double-edged sword because we were talking about rents going up. So with rents going up, what's happening is there's more investors buying properties and a lot of the millennials are being outbid by investors. You know, so that's why it's also important to have a great real estate team to help you, because you won't get outbid in those situations. And we can put a loan together for you, a program together for you that works, and an offer that could potentially beat out those investors.
That's a great point, Goalie. I mean, we didn't talk about that earlier, but that's so important to know that if you are a first-time home buyer or millennial or someone who wants to buy, you want to have that team that all that we could talk about on the show all the time, that all-star team around you, your real estate agent, your lender, to make sure that it happens the right way and you know, you can get that property. So very true. And Ramey, on your point on, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they can buy. If they want to find out, so if someone's listening to the show and they want to find out, what can I buy? What can I afford? What is the first step in making that happen?
First step is to call the hotline. Call the hotline. Talk to us on the phone. We'll get you in touch with the right people. And it could take as simple as 30 minutes. And we'll start digging deep into your scenario and figure out what we can do. So the hotline phone number.
Here we go.
Is 1-800-358-7563. So it's 1-800-358-7563. Call us. We'll get you all figured out and we'll get you on a plan.
Yeah, there you go. So Ramey will get you a consultation. She'll talk to you about what you can afford and when and how to make that happen. And then we'll set you up with one of our awesome real estate agents, Goalie, or someone else on the team, so that you can go out, get the property you want, not get outbid, and make it happen. So there's so many amazing reasons to buy. And, you know, one of them that I do want to highlight is to start building wealth. You know, when you talk to a lot of people have gotten very wealthy through real estate. That's one of the main vehicles, because real estate is going to appreciate over time. We know that for sure. It may not appreciate over 3 months or 6 months, but we know over time it's going to appreciate. So start investing in your wealth. And by the way, Ramey, like, you can lock in an interest rate of 30-year fixed. What's the interest rate ballpark?
I think the national average this week nationally was like 3.57 or something.
So you can lock in a 3.5% interest rate for 30 years, for three decades. You know, how awesome is that on your first property or your second property while you're building equity? And a lot of people are using this as a vehicle to build wealth. In fact, Goalie, I think you had a cool story about it.
So my sister and her husband, they're millennials, and they bought their first home right when they got married. And, you know, I also find that millennials aren't really romantic about the idea of buying a house the way previous generations were. You know, there was this idea that you would fall in love, get married, buy a house, have children, right? I think a lot of times.
Don't forget about the dog.
But I feel like a lot of those, maybe those are all, like, a lot of them are reversed now. Mm-hmm. You know, you live together, then you maybe buy a house, and then you get married. But anyways.
What about the dog? When do you get the dog?
Whenever you want, Danny. So, my sister and her husband, they bought a house and, you know, they could afford something in the, you know, 300,000s range. And we had looked for a while. And in that range where they wanted to buy in the Caneo Valley, it was difficult to find something. And they were getting beat out by investors left and right. Well, we found a property that was in a great community. That was within their price range. They got a fabulous loan on it, thanks to Movement Mortgage. And then what? We were actually in a multiple situation, and of course I represented them. We bought the property. They won. Closed the deal. They lived there for about 6 months, and then realized that the rents in that area had significantly gone up.
Right.
Significantly. So then they decided to buy another house. They saved up, bought another house, put this house for rent. And now, I mean, they've been married for just a few years and already own two properties. And it was really just the fact that they, A, had fantastic help with someone getting them a great loan.
Right.
They were able to save up a little bit of money, despite the fact that they have student loans, you know, and all of the above. But they were able to save up a little bit of money. It didn't require much. And now they're in a great situation because the first property that they bought probably has double the amount of equity in
it. Wow, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. And
so
that was
cool.
Just a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and they also had an awesome real estate agent, too, you forgot to mention.
Of course, obviously.
A humble, modest real estate agent. But what a cool story, Goalie. So, you know, if you're out there and you're listening and you're thinking, hey, can I afford it? Can I not? What do I do? You know, give us a call, because the first step is you got to take some action. You got to give us a call so that we can help you, because there's so many programs available. Call the hotline number so that we can get you hooked up with financing with that first property. Make sure you don't get outbid so that you can buy a property and be in a similar situation just like this, where you have a ton of equity and an investment property already. So that is fantastic. Ramey, give everyone the hotline number one more time in the sexy voice.
Hotline number is 1-800-358-7563.
All right, 1-800-358-7563 is the hotline. We're talking about all kinds of fun things today. Buying your first home, millennials, what's going on when you want to buy your first home, refinancing, and all kinds of other things. So if you're listening to the show, give us a call. We'd love to chat with you. 1-800-222-5222. We'll talk to you right after this break. When we come back, more on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Standby.
Connection established.
Coming up on the next drive home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, the NFL season's underway. Who's standing and who's sitting during the national anthem?
If you'd like, I can pull up a green screen and do my forecast from over there, just for good times.
Live and local, right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Now through September 13th, save $4 instantly when you purchase four participating products at Smart & Final. Choose from hundreds of items, including selected varieties of Kellogg's cereals, Yoplait yogurt, Stouffer's Party Size lasagna, DiGiorno pizza, Tide liquid laundry detergent, and more. See store or smartandfinal.com for complete details.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
The King of Romance, Engelbert Humperdinck, performing his greatest hits live in concert.
Please release me.
Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, September 21st. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets and online at Ticketmaster.com. An evening with Engelbert Humperdinck. For more information, see Engelbert.com.
The phone lines are open now.
Right now?
Right now.
At 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back. Frank knows how I love the Guns N' Roses on the intros and the outros. Thank you so much. And we got Dino standing by to take your phone call. So if you have not called in, if you have not talked to us, if you're thinking of buying a home or selling a home or buying an investment property, or maybe you want to talk mortgage, are you in this category that we're talking about? Are you considering buying your first home? Maybe you're thinking that you can't, or you have some challenges, or maybe you don't have enough down payment. You're trying to figure out how to make that happen. Call us and we will show you how to do it. 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-ABC-KABC. You'll get live on the air at 1-800-222-5222. 888-222-5222. So great topic today, ladies, and welcome back to Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage, the only company with the 671 program, and Goalie Vidani from TBG Homes in Calabasas, your celebrity and luxury real estate expert. So great topics this morning, ladies, talking about how to buy that first home or maybe trade up into a bigger property, how to get that down payment if you don't know. And if you're a first-time home buyer, give us a call and set up a consultation because we can help you figure out the landscape, navigate through that so that you're good to go. Ramey, you had a cool story for us at the break. I'd love for you to share it with our listeners.
Of course. Well, I was just talking about, you know, my mom is my best friend, you know, and when it was time for me to be looking for a first place to rent or when I was getting ready to buy my first home, like I called my mom for advice naturally, right? Like I think that's something most people would do. You call your parents and ask when you're thinking about doing something like this. But I think the market and the landscape has changed so drastically. You know, when our parents were searching for homes, the internet wasn't saturated with all this data and rate comparisons and historic information to compare to and everything.
Or there was no internet.
Or there was no internet. So I think it's a different position for them that when you're looking and you're trying to find this information to see what you can and you can't do. And I was bringing this up because I think it's all the more reason people need to be calling and talking to experts about it. People who live in this environment every single day. Because my mom was blown away at how much $2,000 in rent could have gotten me when I was looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she doesn't want me living in like a dump or anything like that, but she didn't want me overpaying. And she kept thinking there had to be something more affordable for me. Or when I was looking for my first home too, which she thought a good first-time home buyer purchase price was going to be, there was nothing on the market in my area for that price. So I think, you know, her expectations were a little unrealistic. And I think it's really common for millennials. You naturally go to your parents for advice because it can be really overwhelming. But I think you need to go to your mom and dad, and then you need to pick up the phone and call a group like us.
That's right. That's right. Call a group of experts. You know, anything you do, I've realized you want that team of all-stars around you. You know, don't try to do everything by yourself. Even though some things you can do by yourself, you know, get someone who's a professional who does this every single day, you know, to work with you. And like Goalie just shared with us the story, you know, that she was able to help her sister and her husband buy a house and outbid other people or get the property, even if you're not the highest bidder. And now they've built up all this equity and they have an investment property. It's just such an awesome thing. So, Ramey, give everyone the hotline one more time if they want to call in and set up that consultation to get started.
Hotline phone number is 1-800-358-7563. It's 1-800-358-7563.
I love it. So give us a call and we'll chat with you. We'll set up the consultation with Ramey. We'll get you so that you understand very quickly, by the way, very quickly, exactly what you can afford, how much you need to put down, where that down payment can come from, and all of the different programs that you can get started. Speaking of how quickly you do things, Ramey, we haven't touched on my favorite Movement Mortgage product, the 671. Talk to our listeners about it.
The 671 is awesome, you guys. If you turn in all of your paperwork and you get me everything I'm asking for, I'm going to turn your file directly into an underwriter who has a goal of 6 hours to underwrite your loan. So the whole point is we want to tell you upfront how much you can afford. I liken it to having a credit card. You don't go out shopping without knowing what your available credit is. You wouldn't go out shopping for a home without knowing how much you could be approved for. So in 6 hours, we're going to tell you what you can be approved for. 7 is for a 7-day process. Our processors are going to gather everything to get this loan into closing within 7 business days. And our closers have 1 day to draw loan docs.
By the way, Ramey, I got to tell you just from personal experience how amazing that program is. And, you know, many first-time buyers may not understand the advantages and the difference. But, you know, for example, we have a property right now on our team. One of our agents has a property that's in escrow. They did not represent the buyer. It was someone else. And so the buyer chose to go, unfortunately, with a different lender. And literally, we're like a week away from closing, and they just did the appraisal.
Ooh.
Right? And we're a week away from closing, and they still don't have everything done. And it's like, you know, I just frustrates me, you know, to no end, because I'm like, these, you know, Movement is there. Like, they've redefined the mortgage business. This is how it should be done so that everything's done up front and you have no issues. It's not, you're not coming down to the end of closing and all of a sudden you're like, oh, we still need to, you know, the appraisal is going to come back and then we still need 4 days to review it. And we're going to be a week behind. It's just, it gets so frustrating.
You guys actually just sent me over another client this week on Wednesday. One of your team members was trying to write an offer and this couple had gone through our favorite, Wells Fargo.
Yes, yes.
And they thought they were totally fine. And then last minute, Wells Fargo kind of threw them for a loop. And it was just kind of a little bit of chaos. And now, you know, you guys had them come to me and they're reassured. We turned them into underwriting already. And the underwriter has signed off on it. And they're just kind of blown away at this, why Wells was doing this best guess scenario.
Right.
And they feel so much more comfortable now. And I kept telling them, let's do all this work up front. So that when you're out shopping for a home, instead of worrying if you can actually afford the home, walk through the home and think about, oh, you know, I'd rather have this paint color. Oh, I'd rather do this type of car. Think about those things when you're walking through a home instead of, oh, geez, I don't know if I can afford it or if my loan's going to close.
Yeah, so folks, do yourself a favor. You know, don't go with some other program. Don't go find some online lender that's stuck in some state that you've never heard of just because they promise you some better rate. Because what it's about is getting the transaction closed and doing it the right way. So give Ramey a call, set up a consultation, call the hotline number. We'll get you hooked up with it the right way. So, Ramey, one last time, hotline number.
One last time, 1-800-358-7563.
I love it. I love it. So, good stuff, guys. We're talking about lots of fun stuff. Lots of fun stuff today. By the way, I Goalie, you were talking about going to bed early. I went to bed late because we could not stop watching Narcos Season 2.
We've been watching that too, and I think we're three episodes into finishing. But last night I fell asleep really early.
Okay, wait, is it good? Because I started watching episode one and I was kind of bored.
It's awesome. Did you see season one?
No, I started watching episode one this week.
Oh, of season one. Oh, yeah. You got to watch the whole thing.
It's amazing. It's violent and, you know.
I'm okay with that.
What's crazy is, you know, I know the story. Like, I've read the story. I know what happens. And it's so good. And that actor, the guy who plays Pablo Escobar.
Right.
I was reading that, you know, he had to gain. He's a skinny dude.
I saw pictures of him before and he kind of looked like a hipster. He looks nothing like what they make him look like. I mean, it's amazing. He's a great actor.
Yeah. So apparently he had to gain like 40 pounds or something for this role.
Right.
And he said, I couldn't wait for it to be over because he's like, my cholesterol was through the roof.
Oh,
and
man.
Like, he said he went on this like strict vegan diet to lose all the weight. And he's like, I feel so much better. And the interesting thing about, because we talk a lot about on our team about, you know, mindset and positive mental state and stuff. And I guess he said in an interview that because he was playing this part of this, you know, this guy, Pablo Escobar, that he was in such a negative frame of mind all the time.
Like, I could see that because, I mean, I get on edge and anxiety just watching the show. I can't imagine if you were living that all the time and that character.
Yeah, like he said, you know, he gained like 40 pounds and he said he felt like crap all the time. And he's like, I just couldn't wait to just totally shed myself of all of that. But anyway, the show is so good. Like, last night we're like, okay, one more episode. So we finished last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You got to wrap it up, Goalie.
Yeah, we will.
Make it happen. Hey guys, I did want to tell you guys about something that's kind of fun. I was asked to teach one of my favorite classes that I'm the most passionate about. I've done this for real estate agents before, but I was asked to teach it at the Beverly Hills Greater Los Angeles Association of Realtors, which is our board. So I'm teaching a class called Ultimate Negotiation Strategies.
That's the best class, Danny.
Oh, thanks, Goalie.
Your class, it's so good.
Thanks, Goalie. So I'm teaching it there on Thursday, October 20th at 10 a.m. And it's not just for real estate agents. So if you're listening to the show and you want to learn about negotiation, if you're in any kind of sales or real estate or marketing or any profession, lenders, it's great for lenders. So again, it's Thursday, October 20th. It's called Ultimate Negotiation Strategies. Anyone can go. It is it's at the Beverly Hills Board of Realtors. And you can go to BHGLAAR, which is BHGLAAR.com. And sign up for the class. I think it's like 20 or 30 bucks or whatever they charge there. But I was asked to do it, so I'm excited about that.
That's a great class, and it does really, it helps everybody. You do not have to be in real estate. Any sort of professional would really get a lot from that class.
Well, thanks, Goalie. And I was actually going to give our listeners a couple really quick negotiation tips. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So, and I talk about this at the class, but one of my bonus negotiation tips that I actually give at the end of the class is don't ever negotiate over text message or email. You guys ever done that?
Yes. Nope.
Yeah.
Shoot. I took Danny's class.
There we go. So we've all done it. You know, we get a text message from a client or we get a text message from someone and we want to respond because that's what we want to do. But I will advise everyone, don't do that, because what happens is in communication, only 7% of communication is the actual words you use. And 93% is everything else, your nonverbal communication, your tonality, the way you say and do things. And so when you text message, none of that comes through. When you email, none of that comes through. And have you guys ever gotten an email and thought that the person meant one thing and then you called them and they meant something totally different?
All the time.
That happens.
Right. Yeah. Usually with your husband, Goalie?
No, actually. That's funny, though.
So, you know, because it happens with Elaine all the time. So I always say, you know, if you get a text message and it's something that you can't wait to respond to, just pick up the phone and call the person. Pick up the phone and call the person because it's such a better way. So we'll be talking about that and much more at my Ultimate Negotiation Strategies class. I'd love for everyone to come. We'll post it on Facebook Thursday, October 20th. And you just go to BHGLAAR, that's BHGLAAR.com. You can sign up and register right on the website. So ladies, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to everyone about some featured properties that we have this week and also celebrity and luxury real estate. So come on back to the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The KABC Friday Night Special returns with everyone's favorite Baldwin.
Oh my God, Alec Baldwin?
No, not Alec. It's actually...
Don't tell me. I know. It's Steven, isn't it?
No, it's not Steven.
Oh, no. It's Daniel, isn't it?
No, it's Billy.
No, I love Billy.
Billy Baldwin hosts the KABC Friday Night Special. Friday night, 8 to 10. No subject is off limits. And you never know who might be stopping by.
Could it be Alec?
Come on.
The KABC Friday Night Special with guest host Billy Baldwin. Friday night at 8 on 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll-free 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Your source for breaking news. Live and local. KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Hey, what's happening, Southern California? I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin. And this is the Real Estate Zone. I got Ramey Mitschke here, who ate a little too much garlic yesterday.
Onions.
I got Goalie.
onions.
Oh, sorry, onions. She went to a what? Pho? Pho?
Yeah, place? I had some pho, and I think I can smell it on my. I don't know. I'm gonna go home and shower again.
I can't believe Danny just called you out on the radio.
He saw me. Like,
well, she's like figuring out why her hands smell like that.
I was wiping my eyes, and I could smell it.
And we got Goalie Vidani, our celebrity and luxury real estate expert, with some super bright blue pants today. If you guys can see those on Facebook Live. I don't know what happened to our Facebook feed, but it's back. Just in time to talk about celebrity and luxury real estate, our favorite topic. But before we do that, she's going to tell us about some featured properties that we have at TBG Homes and that you can buy using Movement Mortgage and their financing products, especially the 671 program, because in just 6 hours, you can know exactly what you can afford, what you can buy, and what can happen on that first purchase. So, Goalie, take it away. Give us some featured properties here.
Featured properties. We have two awesome open houses this weekend. The first one will be 56 Ilex Drive in Newbury Park. This is a great three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500-square-foot property. It's beautiful, completely remodeled with a beautiful private yard. It's listed for $635,000, and we actually put this on the market and went into escrow right away, but we are looking for backup offers. So it will be open this Sunday from 2 to 5, so swing by and take a look. Also on the market and open this weekend, Sunday from 2 to 5, is 21206 Light Hill Drive in Topanga. This is a beautiful property, also for lease. It's 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2,100 square feet. It's completely remodeled. It's got a beautiful open floor plan, views, a pool. This is on the market for $999,999. Correct,
all right,
Danny?
Correct, and we are actually expecting an offer. So if you're thinking of that property, go see it and act fast.
Act fast. Act go fast. See it, and it'll be open this weekend from 2 to 5.
Perfect. I love it. And our Facebook feed conked out again. I don't know. It's probably something with my phone. So too bad, Facebook listeners. You have to tune in to 790 KABC, right?
Maybe it was my blue pants. They blinded everyone.
Hey, guys. Well, we still have a couple minutes, and we're going to do celebrity and luxury real estate. But before we do, let's chat with John live on the air from Culver City. John, good morning, and thanks for calling into the Real Estate Zone.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning to you guys.
Excellent. How are you?
Me and my family just trying to prepare as a first-time buyer. Just want to know, is there some specific things that I should, should be looking for in my own personal financials? And is there a particular home or area that I should be targeting?
Yeah, John, great question. You know, thinking of buying that first home, right on line with, you know, what we're talking about today. And if I can give you our hotline number, because the first step, you know, buying a home is a big decision. It's a big purchase. And so to me, the first step is always to set up a consultation to meet with, you know, our mortgage finance lender, Movement Mortgage, so they can tell you exactly what you can afford, how to structure it, take a look at your credit, make sure everything is in line with what you need. And at the same time, meet with our real estate experts, who are then going to go over the right areas for you based upon where you want to be, your features and amenities, where you work, and all of those kinds of things. So we can do all of that in one consultation, and it's absolutely complimentary. So we'd love to meet with you. And if you have a pen handy, I'd love to give you our hotline number.
Okay, go ahead.
Actually, I'm going to have Ramey give you the hotline number because she says it much better than I do.
Hi, John. The phone number is 1-800-358.
Okay.
7563.
So, okay, great.
So 1-800-358-7563, and we'll talk to you right after the show. We'd love to hook you up and get you started with that first step. And congratulations on making that decision. It's very, very exciting.
All right, you guys got a great show, man. Great information. Just KDC rocks.
Oh, thanks, John. Appreciate that. Thanks so much.
All right.
Thanks for calling
in.
All right, good stuff. So, and see, this is exactly what we're talking about. You know, if you're listening to the show and you're thinking, you know, what should I do? What's the first step? I'm not quite sure. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of different things to consider. The first step is always to have a consultation, right? So this should not be a quick thing that you just rush out and do without the help of expert advice. We have your all-star team right here. So give us a call on that hotline number, and we will hook you up with the consultation, and we'll take it from there, and we'll make sure that you have the right expert advice for you. So, goalie, the only thing left to talk about is what everyone wants to hear, which is luxury and celebrity real estate. So give it to us. What's happening in that segment?
Sure, no problem. So one of my favorite athletes, Michael Phelps, just before completing his final summer games, unloaded his Baltimore townhouse for $960,000. Did you guys know that he lived in Baltimore?
That's where he's from.
Oh, okay.
He's from Baltimore, yeah.
It's so cold there. How did he swim?
Well, the pool's inside.
Oh, okay.
I think. Aren't the aquatic centers inside?
Yeah. Yeah. So he sold his
typical
townhouse.
Typical SoCal thing, right?
Yeah.
Because our pools are all outside.
Yeah, I know. I grew up in Southern California. Yeah. What do you want from me? He took a loss on the property. He bought it 4 years ago for $1.03 million.
Okay.
And he sold it for $960,000. It has 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 2 garages. It holds 8 cars. So wow. There was plenty of room for him and his
townhouse.
Car. Yeah, in a townhouse. It was like this very cool, like has a rooftop deck, a hot tub. It almost looks like this urban type of loft type of townhome.
I think that's what they have in Baltimore, because I got a buddy who sells real estate there in Maryland.
Right.
And I've seen pictures, and they're all like these kind of vertical, like small things.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't know how that made for an 8-car garage, but somehow it did. And so now that Phelps is a family man with a fiance and a little baby and a coaching job at Arizona State.
Oh, is he really?
Yes.
Boo.
Yes,
you know,
Danny.
I went to U of A. Come
yeah,
on.
I know. So now he's moved into Scottsdale, just bought a mansion for $2.5 million in Scottsdale.
Right.
There, I assume the pools are outdoor.
Yes, correct? I think so. although it's really hot in the summertime. Sometimes an indoor pool might be nice.
Yeah. So he actually says he was quoted as saying, I don't remember exactly how he said it, but he said something to the effect of, now that he's in Arizona, he likes the energy a lot more and being able to swim outdoors.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, exactly. So next up, Emily.
That's a great place to live, by the way. Sorry.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Scottsdale is awesome. So
it is.
When I went to U of A in Tucson afterwards, I remember I thought about moving to Scottsdale and Phoenix for a little bit. It's so nice there.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, a little hot in the summer, but.
Yeah.
All right, goalie. Sorry. Keep going.
No, no problem. Emily Blunt and John Krasinski are back in the news, celebrity real estate news. They basically have listed their third home in 1 year. The star couple are on a Southern California home listing roll.
All right.
They put their home near Mulholland Drive on the market this week for $3.495 million. It's the third home they've listed in this last year. The first one was an Ojai weekend getaway home, which hit the market last fall for about $4.25 million.
Oh, and I want it. I love Ojai.
I know you do. And they quickly followed with an $8 million price tag on the home that they completely redid, which Kendall Jenner bought for $6.5 million. Now they have their Mulholland home on the market.
I'm not going to say goalie. Why can't a
somehow,
show go by?
Somehow I have to just, you know, I have to finagle it in. It has to happen, okay?
You know what's funny about that? I was talking to a lady yesterday who said she lives in Brentwood, and she was like, you know, we're thinking of moving like somewhere over there, you know, like where the Kardashians live. And I was laughing.
People don't know it as Calabasas. They know it as where the Kardashians live,
right,
unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fantastic. It seems like Emily Blunt and John Krasinski might start like a real estate development firm or something. I don't know what's going on.
Why are they selling
this.
Everything?
Rumor has it they're moving to New York, but why did they buy all these things to begin with? Probably because for fun. Real
Pulling
estate
a
is
Tom
fun.
Cruise and selling everything?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
they're going on
they're
that
my
same.
They're favorite.
They're very
adorable.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah. They are.
Maybe
they really...
they're going on the same spaceship with Tom Cruise, the Scientology ship. No?
Be careful who you offend.
That's all right. We offend everyone here.
Equally.
That's right. Equally offended. Good stuff, goalie. Well, goalie, great stories today. I love it. I love it. So lots going on in celebrity and luxury real estate. You guys, I want to thank you for tuning into the Real Estate Zone. This was such a great topic today. We talked all about first-time home buyers, millennials, and if you are thinking of buying a home, even if you just had a thought about it, and you want to find out what you can afford, give us a call on the hotline number. Ramey, one more time.
1-800-358-7563.
So for Ramey Michke at Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest-growing mortgage company, the only mortgage company we trust at TBG Homes in Keller Williams. For Goalie Vidani, our celebrity luxury real estate expert, I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams. We'll be back next week. Come on back to the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thanks for tuning in. Everyone have a great weekend.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California BRE license number 01421366. Remy Michke, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS ID 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.